time to just settle down and listen to the sounds of Christmas. And, you know, sometimes we get so frenetic that that's just what we do. We get caught up in all the stuff, and we forget the essentials of why we gather together. So tonight and tomorrow, we're going to spend our time just rejoicing. You know, every time the Hebrews had a festival, it was a time of rejoicing. It was a time of celebration. And so we need to celebrate. We need to celebrate the life that's come among us. Would you bow with me in prayer as we prepare our hearts? Dear Holy Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we pray that you would be here this evening in a special way, that you would illuminate our lives, that you would show us the Christ child, that you would be here to show us the way out of the darkness we sometimes feel we fall in. And Father, I know that we get very anxious, and I know that we get angry and frustrated and all the things that come with trying to make a perfect event. Forgive us, Father, for you're the only one who could create such a perfect time. And you did when you came into this world to dwell within us and among us. When you sent us Emmanuel, God with us. When you sent him to teach us and to go upon a cross and die for us. And so, Father, we thank you. Today we give you thanks, we give you glory. May everything we say, everything we sing, everything we do bring honor and glory to your name. For it is you who has come to us seeking to seek and serve all of us. And so, Father, in return, we come to worship you, to give you glory and praise. So, Father, be with us now as we light the candles here and in this room and light the candles in our heart. Show us the way, we pray, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, all through the Advent season, we light the candles. And we light a candle to commemorate the fact that Christ has come, that he brings light and illumination of the world. In Isaiah 52 and verse 7 and on, it says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, 'Your God reigns.' Your watchmen shall lift up their voices. With their voices they shall sing together, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord brings back Zion. Break forth into joy, sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has confronted his enemies and comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of God." We always look upon these candles and they're just a symbol of the fact that Christ has come to show us the way in the darkness of our lives. I don't know about you, but I've been in dark places in my life, and I've met so many people who are caught in a dark place. Sometimes I'm reminded of the story of a man who walked along the street, and he fell into a hole. And it was a very deep hole, and he couldn't get out. And a man passed by, and the man was a preacher, and he said, "Help me, help me, I can't get out. Please help me." And the pastor looked down and said, "Well, you know, when I get back to my church, I'm going to pray for you," and walked on by. And then the next one came along, and it was an attorney, and the man said, "Help me, help me." And the attorney took out his wallet and took out a card and dropped it in the hole and said, "When you get out of there, you come to me. We're going to make them pay for leaving off that manhole cover." And then finally another man walked by, and he was his friend, and he said, "Help me, help me." And the man suddenly said, "Well, move over." And so he moved back into the darkness there, and the guy just jumped in. He said, why did you do that? Now we're both stuck down here in this hole. And the man said, well, you see, I've been here before, and I know the way out. Most of us have been in a hole before. Jesus is the way out. Tonight we come to celebrate His name, to read the Scripture that first came to us in Luke chapter 2. Would you come up here, Oscar? I'm going to read a verse, and then Oscar's going to translate it into Spanish. In Luke chapter 2, and it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered.
Lucas capítulo 2 dice, por aquellos días Augusto César decretó que se levantara un censo en todo el imperio romano.
The census took place while Quirinius was governing Syria.
Este primer censo se efectuó cuando Cirenio gobernaba en Siria.
So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city.
Así que todos iban a inscribirse cada cual a su propio pueblo.
Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David.
También José, que era descendiente del rey David, subió de Nazaret, ciudad de Galilea, a Judea, fue a Belén, la ciudad de David.
To be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child.
Para inscribirse junto con su María, su esposa, ella se encontraba encinta.
So it was, while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered.
Y mientras estaba allí, se les cumplieron el tiempo.
And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and lay him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Así que dio a luz a su hijo primogénito, lo envolvió en pañales y le acostó en un pesebre porque no había lugar para ellos en la posada.
Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night.
En esa misma región habían unos pastores que pasaban la noche en el campo, tornándose para cuidar sus rebaños.
And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were greatly afraid.
Sucedió que un ángel del Señor se les apareció, la gloria del Señor los envolvió y su luz, y se llenaron de temor.
Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people.
Pero el ángel les dijo, no tengan miedo, miren que les traigo buenas noticias que serán motivo de mucha alegría para todo el pueblo.
For there is born to you this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
Hoy les ha nacido en la ciudad de David un Salvador, que es el Cristo el Señor.
And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger.
Esto les servirá de señal. Encontrarán a un niño envuelto en pañales y acostado en un pesebre.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
de repente apareció una multitud de ángeles del cielo que alababan a Dios y decían,
glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Gloria a Dios en las alturas, y en la tierra paz a los que se gozan de su buena voluntad.
So it was, when the shepherds had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, let us go down now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.
Cuando los ángeles se fueron al cielo, los pastores se dijeron unos a otros, vamos a Belén a ver qué esto que ha pasado y que el Señor nos ha dado a conocer.
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Así que fueron de prisa y encontraron a María y a José y al niño que estaba acostado en el pesebre.
Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child.
Cuando vieron al niño, contaron lo que les había dicho acerca de él.
And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
Y cuando lo oyeron, se asombraron de lo que los pastores decían.
But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
María, por su parte, guardaba todas estas cosas en su corazón y meditaba acerca de ellas.
Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told them.
Los pastores regresaron glorificando y alabando a Dios por lo que habían visto y oído, pues todo sucedió tal como se les había dicho.
Amen. Jesus came into Bethlehem, the city of bread.
Jesús vino a Belén, la ciudad del pan.
He was that manna come from heaven.
Es el maná que bajó del cielo.
He in fact was the bread of life.
En efecto, él era el pan del cielo.
He restructured everything we knew about God.
Él le dio un nuevo significado a lo que nosotros sabíamos acerca de Dios.
He said, I only say the things that God has me say.
Él dijo, solamente digo las cosas que Dios me ha dicho que diga.
I only do the things he tells me to do.
Yo solamente hago lo que él me diga que haga.
And so at the Last Supper, when he was presiding over the Passover meal,
asimismo en la última cena, cuando estaba prediciendo lo que iba a pasar,
he took the elements of that meal.
Él tomó los elementos de esa comida.
They were familiar elements.
Eran elementos muy familiares.
The Jews had been using them for 1,000 years.
Los judíos lo habían usado por miles de años.
They used unleavened bread.
Usaban pan sin levadura.
Bread like this.
Un pan como este.
Matzah.
Matzah.
This bread they used in the Passover because they were in such a rush to run from Egypt that they could not take any yeast with them.
Este pan era sin levadura porque significaba cuando salieron de prisa de Egipto que no tuvieron tiempo que el pan creciera por la levadura.
They wanted to get out of slavery so badly that they ate while they stood.
Querían salir tan deprisa que comieron parados.
But Jesus picked up the bread instead of bread of their affliction.
Y tomó el pan de sus aflicciones.
He said it was the bread of his affliction.
Y dijo, ahora este es el pan de mis aflicciones.
That the bread itself was a picture of him.
Pero el pan en sí mismo era un retrato de Jesús.
Born in Bethlehem.
Nacido en Belén.
The city of bread.
La ciudad del pan.
Laid in a manger.
Fue puesto en un pesebre.
Which is a feeding trough.
Que era un recipiente donde comían los animales.
Given for us.
Dado por nosotros.
As we look at the bread,
al fijarnos en el pan,
it is a picture of him.
Es un retrato de él.
It has no leaven, no sin.
No tiene levadura, no hay pecado.
It is striped.
Tiene algunas marcas.
And by his stripes, we are healed.
Marcas que le dieron a su cuerpo, fuimos sanados.
It is pierced. When you hold it up, you can see through it.
Puede ver algunas perforaciones a través del pan.
Jesus was pierced for our sins.
También Jesús fue traspasado por nuestros pecados.
And when he was raised up,
y cuando fue resucitado,
he opened up for us,
y él abrió por nosotros,
a vision of God's mercy and grace.
Una nueva visión de Dios, de su gracia y misericordia.
He said, this is my body.
Él dijo, este es mi pan.
Given for you.
Dado por ustedes.
Broken.
Lo quebró.
Here, he said, take and eat.
Esto, tómelo, cómalo.
He offered us himself.
Él se ofreció a sí mismo.
To be consumed.
Para que nosotros lo comiéramos.
So that we might become part of him.
Para que formemos parte de él.
Tonight, as we pass the bread around,
esta noche, cuando pasemos este pan,
I want you to hold it in your hand.
Quiero que lo tome en sus manos.
I want you to think about the life of Jesus Christ.
Quiero que piense acerca de la vida de Cristo.
Sent to us as a baby.
Que fue enviado hacia nosotros como un bebé.
Born and laid in a cradle.
Que fue crecido en un lugar.
And destined for a cross.
Y destinado hacia la cruz.
Just hold the bread in your hand.
Solamente toma el pan en tus manos.
Until we all have our bread and we'll eat together.
Hasta que todos tengan el pan y comeremos juntos.
José Luis and Zacharias.
José Luis, Zacarías.
Ralph. And come up here. Yeah. Shake a dance. Come here. He took the bread.
Él tomó el pan.
And he said the traditional blessing over it.
Y dijo una bendición tradicional.
He said, "Blessed art thou, O Lord our God,
bendito sea nuestro Señor y Dios,
King of the universe,
Rey del universo,
who bringeth forth the bread from the ground."
Que nos das el pan de la tierra.
He was predicting his own resurrection.
Él estaba prediciendo su propia resurrección.
And by that same resurrection power,
y por ese mismo poder de la resurrección,
we shall see him again in heaven.
Lo veremos nuevamente en el cielo.
And in obedience to him, we do now take him inside of us. Take and eat. And then he took the cup.
Luego tomó la copa.
They drank many cups of wine during the Passover meal.
Ellos acostumbraban a tomar mucho vino durante la fiesta de Pascua.
But when it came time to take the cup,
pero cuando llegó el momento de tomar la copa,
he told them something that disturbed many.
Dijo algo que los espantó.
He said, "This cup is a cup of the blood of my new covenant with you."
Él dijo, esta copa representa el nuevo pacto.
And they were greatly afraid.
Estaban muy asustados.
Because for them it was unlawful to drink blood.
Para ellos era ilegal tomar sangre.
But Jesus, who had made water into wine,
pero Jesús, que había convertido el agua en vino,
was creating a new miracle.
Estaba creando un nuevo milagro.
A miracle of life.
El milagro de la vida.
He held up the cup.
Él tomó una copa.
Here you have a small cup filled with grape juice.
Aquí tenemos una pequeña copa llena de jugo de uva.
But as you take it into your body,
pero cuando usted la toma hacia su cuerpo,
your body transforms it.
Su cuerpo la transforma.
It becomes part of your bloodstream.
Se convierte parte de su flujo sanguíneo.
It gives you life.
Le da vida.
Jesus poured out his life for us.
Jesús derramó su sangre por nosotros.
There in that manger,
ahí en ese pesebre,
a little baby,
como un pequeño bebé,
was going to give the transfusion,
iba a dar la transfusión,
to a world that was dying,
para un mundo que estaba muriendo,
by giving his own blood.
Dando su propia sangre.
Jesus took the cup and prayed over it.
Jesús tomó la copa y oró por ella.
He said, "Blessed art thou,
él dijo, bendito seas,
O Lord our God,
Señor nuestro Dios,
King of the universe,
Rey del universo,
who bringeth forth bread from the ground,
que nos das el pan de la tierra,
and who creates the fruit of the vine.
Que has creado el fruto de la viña.
He was praying for you.
Él estaba orando por usted.
And for me.
Y también por mí.
This he did for the forgiveness of sins.
Esto lo hizo por el perdón de nuestros pecados.
So as we hold the cup in our hand,
cuando tengamos la copa en nuestras manos,
let us remember the cost of the cup.
Recordemos el costo de esta copa.
It is the cost of the very life of God.
Es un precio que costó la vida de Dios.
Given that you might have eternal life.
La dio para que usted y yo tengamos vida eterna.
Without the blood,
sin la sangre,
there is no cleansing.
No hay limpieza.
There is no true sacrifice.
No hay sacrificio verdadero.
There is no new covenant.
No hay un nuevo pacto.
But because he gave,
pero porque él lo que dio,
we have life and life abundant,
tenemos vida y vida en abundancia,
and life eternal.
Y vida eterna.
Many of us may have already or may be going to celebrate with a large meal the festival of Christmas.
Muchos de nosotros quizás ya lo hicimos o quizás vamos a celebrar una cena muy grande en esta Navidad.
But this is the meal of the Christian.